There was gunfire at another small town Mardi Gras parade over the weekend. Generette Police Chief Terrence Moore says no one was injured by the gunshots at the parade Saturday afternoon. Authorities immediately arrested a man who was reportedly firing randomly into the air. A child did sustain minor injuries when an officer riding an ATV responding to the shots fired call was unable to avoid hitting the child, who stepped into the street to retrieve Mardi Gras throws. On January 31st, gunfire at a Clinton parade put several people in the hospital, some with probable life-altering injuries. When all the Mardi Gras parades are over, the horses will be put up for adoption. The Humane Society of Louisiana is again implementing the Mardi Gras Horse Adoption Program. Executive Director Jeff Dorson says they launched the program to break the cycle of uncertainty.
Unbeknownst to us, 25 horses would come in, and then at the end of the parade, they would go back to the sale barns or the brokers, and some would be sold for slaughter.
Some horses have already been adopted, and Dorson says he hopes to have all this year's horses adopted by March 4th. Insurance Commissioner Tim Temple says his department is working to establish a benchmark range on the discount homeowners should receive on their property insurance for having a fortified roof.
The fortified roof program is very popular, and for the last several years, there's been a push to make a mandatory discount.
Louisiana is the fastest growing state for fortified roofs in America, with over 11,000 installed. From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane on TIX FM.